The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do, for I do not have space to store my harvest?" And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Could you imagine standing in a crowd of people, listening to Christ himself, only to be so consumed with your own thoughts, your own worries, that you go up to him and ask him to tell him to make your brother share some money with you? How absurd is that? But that's exactly what this man in the gospel did. He was so focused on money that he missed the point of everything that Christ teaches. Guard against all greed, Christ tells him, and us. Money, possessions, the things of this world are merely temporary things that will not stand the test of time. These things will not help us prepare for heaven, nor will they be any use to us when we get there. And so the church, in her wisdom, teaches a simple principle to live by: detachment. Detachment from worldly goods, from money, from possessions. Detachment. It's not that it's evil to have money. Some of the greatest saints were kings and queens with vast fortunes. But what matters is that we are not attached to these things like the man from today's gospel, that we lose sight of the true reality, the truth, the goodness, the beauty that surrounds us in God's creation. Because money, I think it was St. Paul that says money is the root of all evil. Money itself is not bad, but if we have it or desire it with disordered affection, disordered intentions, it distorts us. It distorts our reality. It becomes an end in itself that we store up like the man in the gospel, in the parable. We store up all this money, and then what good is it? We can't take it to heaven. We can't do much with it. In fact, while the principle that we have to live by is detachment, one of the things that some of the saints have said throughout the ages is that if we have any extra at all, it belongs to the poor. If we have a second pair of shoes, it belongs to the poor. If we have a second cloak or jacket hanging in the closet, that jacket belongs to the poor. This is how we practice detachment. God oftentimes will give and give and give, even materially, but it's so that we can pass it on to those who need it. Because the more that we have, the more we are obliged to give away. Just think about that in relation and context to the other gospels. Think about the rich young man who had done everything, following all the laws throughout all of the gospel, all of the Old Testament, and he goes to Christ, "What else do I do, Master?" "You're rich, give it away." "Oh, no, I can't do that." And then leaves our Lord. Make sure that we are not too attached to these things of this world, because they're temporary. They do not last, but our soul goes on forever. The soul that Christ has given us, that God himself has made, knit together, that soul lasts forever, but the riches do not.